за процеса, за начина, по който взехте решението ли да продължите мача, дали да продължите след края на първото полувреме, по какъв начин се случиха нещата?
Yeah, we have prepared for the whole week and maintained communication with all of our players and all of our staff throughout. We made the fourth official aware as soon as we heard anything happen, and you heard everybody saw the game stopped and the announcement to the crowd. We then weren't happy that things were continuing, and we made a further complaint, and then we had a really open discussion with the referee, the fourth official, and the players. Players were very clear, they wanted to get to half time. We all felt that there were 4 minutes to be played. To go off for 10 minutes, come back for four, go back off for half time, wasn't what my players wanted. They were very clear on that, collective. Throughout this, I know that whatever we do might be perceived as not being enough. But I think we've made a major statement. I think we've made a major statement with the way we played through such a difficult circumstance. I don't think a game has ever been stopped in that of this magnitude twice. And in the second half, although I hear that other things were going on, none of us on the pitch or at the side were aware of anything else going on. So the most important thing for me was that we got in at half time. We discussed again. I discussed with all of the players and the substitutes that everybody was on board. We knew that if anything happened in the second half, we were off. The referee had said the same. We knew that if we came off, we probably wouldn't be going back on. When I've talked to the players at the end, I think they still feel that, you know, they've been able to make a statement. But they also, naturally, because of they want to be recognised for their football, they were playing so well that they didn't want to leave the pitch at that moment as well. I'm sure that would have been part of their thinking. So I'm incredibly proud of all of the players and all of the staff. I don't think, of course, we could be criticised for not going far enough, but I think we've made a huge statement, and frankly, we were in an impossible situation to get it right to the satisfaction of everybody.
Подготвихме се цяла седмица за подобни ситуации. Обсъждали сме го многократно, както с играчите, така и с целия щаб, целия екип. А преди мача говорихме с четвъртия съдия, в случай, че се случи нещо подобно, като ситуацията, която възникна по време на първото полувреме. Когато чухме за първи път тези звуци от трибуните, съобщихме на съдията. Както видяхте, мача беше спрян. При втората такава ситуация отново бяхме поставени в дилема дали да продължиме мача, но преценихме, че остават само 4 минути. Можем да доиграем 4 минути. На полувремето ще го обсъдим малко по-сериозно. В тези 10 минути, които имахме, говорих както с всички играчи, така и с целия екип. И се уверих, че всички сме на едно мнение, че колкото и зле да се чувстваме, трябва да продължим този мач. Вярвам, че направихме много силно заявление на нашата позиция с начина, по който играхме, и въпреки тези много трудни обстоятелства, при които бяхме поставени. И решихме да излезем през второто полувреме, защото за моите футболисти на първо място е футбола, и те искат да покажат основно своите футболни качества и футболни умения, въпреки расистските прояви, на които бяха подложени. Аз съм изключително горд с тях. Може би ще бъдем критикувани, че позицията ни не беше достатъчно силна, но аз вярвам, че това беше правилното.
Милаща.
С кои от играчите, на кои от играчите обърнахте най-голямо внимание на полувремето и кои бяха най-силно афектирани психически?
Sadly, my players, because of their experiences in our own country, are hardened to racism. And I don't know what that says about our society, but that's the reality. So that actually saddens me that when I speak to them about it, they are absolutely hardened to it. So they actually are in the dressing room smiling because they've played so well. They also know they've made a statement. And they want the focus to be on the football. We all recognise there's been an opportunity tonight to raise awareness of this issue. I think that has happened. But Raheem's got the ump with me for taking him off when he's on a hat trick. So they're smiling, you know, they're smiling. They've played well, they know they've played well. They shouldn't have had to experience what they did. But the unity of the dressing room and all of the staff and players, you know, sometimes you have to smile through adversity. And we all knew we were in a pretty impossible situation, so we've tried to navigate it in the best way we could. Well, mine. This has been a week where I think it's been important to lead. It's important. The job is a remarkable one in terms of the breadth of what you have to deal with. I can't think of too much that's like it. But I wanted the clarity that they were all happy with the process. They were very clear. The captain's been involved throughout. But all of the players individually, I then spoke to the substitutes when we went back on the bench. They were all absolutely adamant that they wanted to keep playing at that moment, but also that we knew if there's anything in the second half, then we were reporting it and we were coming off.
Всички футболисти, след края на матча всички футболисти се усмихваха въпреки всичко, което беше случило. Начинът, по който ние заявихме нашата позиция, беше точно чрез играта ни, чрез победата. За мен беше много важно през изминалата седмица, беше труден процес и беше много важно да успея да водя този процес. В него, разбира се, бяха замесени абсолютно всички, през капитана и всички останали играчи. И всяко едно от решенията, които взехме, включително и решението да излезем второто по време, с ясното съзнание, че ако подобен инцидент се повтори, ще се приберем обратно в съблекалните и ще прекратим матча. Всяко едно от тези решения беше взето от всички заедно, колективно.
Gentlemen.
Mr. Southgate, six love is a tennis score and not football result. But you played against Bulgaria's team three times in the 90s. Could you please compare the then squad with the Bulgarian side tonight? And something probably very interesting for all our British colleagues and for the younger Bulgarian journalists as well. Bulgaria has beaten England once. It was in 1956, was for the qualifier again for the Olympics in Melbourne, Australia.
Can we just answer the initial question? Do you want to translate the first part of the question or carry on? We get that, we know that, thank you.
Господин Сокейт, през 90-те години сте играли два пъти срещу българския... Три пъти. Много дълго се забави. Три пъти срещу българския национален отбор. Бихте ли могли да направите сравнение между настоящия национален отбор и тогавашния?
I think it's a very different situation because this team is being rebuilt. The coach is preparing for the playoff and he's needing to look at players and prepare the team. That team with Stoichkov and Petrov had huge success and had played together for a long time. So it's a different moment for the team. And the coach needs time to be able to get his ideas and to find his best players.
Много трудно се направи сравнение между тези два отбора, тъй като настоящия отбор на България е отбор, който в момента се изгражда, отбор, който треньора подготвя за плейофите, докато отбор от 94-та е отбор, който много дълго време беше играл заедно, беше вече свикнал, играчите бяха свикнали един с друг, имаха своите големи успехи. Няма как да бъдат сравнявани двата отбора, тъй като се намират в съвсем различни ситуации.
Имаца?
My second remark was hasn't been translated.
No, sorry, we carry on with the question. Ian?
Okay. Now, you talk about your own standard apply the performance and the content of the play, but you must experience a wide range of emotions. This is also feeling anger and even despair within.
Вероятно, по време на матча, въпреки начина по който играха вашите играчи, сте изпитвали страшно много емоции, от гняв до отчаяние.
I haven't really had time to think about emotions because my focus has been the whole week on, firstly since Friday, repairing the confidence of the group. Preparing the group for a reaction that we needed to take place, and making sure that we were supportive, managing the energy, getting everybody back onto track. Then I also knew I was going to have to lead through some difficult situations today, so I've just kept as focused and communicated with everybody as much as I possibly can. So it has been a strange night, but I haven't had chance to reflect on it because you're just dealing with things as they're happening and making sure everybody else is okay.
Нямах всъщност време да изпитам каквито и да било емоции, тъй като и през последната седмица и тази вечер моята основна работа беше да подготвя моята група, моя екип, моите играчи за ситуациите, за начините, по които евентуално ще реагираме каквото и да се случи. Както и тази вечер, фокуса ми беше върху това, което става в момента. Нямах време да разсъждавам, просто действах и мисълта ми беше за другите, дали те са окей с цялата ситуация и с нашите решения.
Okay, we have three more questions queued up, starting with Phil McNulty.
Have you been through that tonight? Are you confident that the protocol works?
Смятате ли, че установените от УЕФА процедури тази вечер дадоха желания резултат или трябва да бъдат по-различни?
Well, I think we were helped by the protocol tonight in that it gave all of the players clarity. And I think they had comfort from that clarity. They felt that it wasn't them needing to make a decision, because that's an impossible situation for us all to be in. But also they felt that there was some firm progress being made, and they felt protected by that process. In terms of what it should be, I think that's for other people to decide. We've had to go through an incredible amount over the last 72 hours, football, non-football, everything else. I think it's for other people in other areas to make those calls.
Аз смятам, че тези установени процедури помогнаха на играчите ми да се чувстват по-уверени, по-сигурни на терена, по някакъв начин по-защитени, тъй като решението, което трябва да бъде взето, не е само тяхно, но си има установени процедури, които трябва да бъдат следвани. И за тях това беше много полезно. Дали трябва да бъдат променени по някакъв начин тези процедури? Това не е наше решение, не е наша работа. Има си институции, които трябва да вземат тези решения.
Sorry, I must also just say that I think the referee was outstanding. Incredibly difficult game for him to referee. Incredible amount of pressure to deal with. And I think him and his officials did the best they could. Very difficult. They're wired up. They can't hear everything that's going on. They were responsive and receptive to what we talked to them about. They communicated well with the players and with us. And I thought he dealt with that as well as he possibly could.
Трябва да кажа, че съдията и неговия екип бяха изключителни тази вечер. Това беше един много труден за ръководен матч, с който те се справиха, въпреки всичко, което се случваше около тях. Успяха да обръщат внимание адекватно и на мен, и на играчите, и на целия щаб. И имахме много добра комуникация с тях.
Simon Peach. Sorry, Simon Peach. Simon? Okay, can we carry? Appreciate your opinion, but we'll continue with the press conference, otherwise we'll end it now. Simon, do you want to ask your question? Simon, do you want to ask your question, please?
Okay. We've had constant dialogue with all of our staff. There's one or two who weren't in the dressing room area who I haven't had a chance to speak to yet. But again, I checked with, in particular, Rob, our doc, and Chris Powell at half time, that they were happy with what we were doing, and with what I'd articulated to the players. And they were absolutely on board with what we were doing and the way we were approaching it.
Просто беше дали има възможност да обсъди ситуацията и потенциалните решения, както и взетите решения с останалите членове на екипа си. Отговорът е, че е говорил с всички възможни членове на екипа и че решението е било съгласувано също така и с тях.
Okay, we'll finish it there. Thank you very much.